As commented on by Dr. Armstrong, there is a strong clinical research evidence base supporting the use of intraperitoneal chemotherapy in ovarian cancer, and it's logical that investigators would wish to evaluate this modality plus bevacizumab. I met with Dr. David Spriggs, who was part of a research team who presented preliminary safety data on this strategy at the last ASCO meeting. Dr. Spriggs began by reviewing the rationale for this work.
The point of the study that we presented at ASCO, and Dr. Jason Connor was the principal investigator and the presenter of this particular study, we were interested in identifying ways to enhance intraperitoneal therapy. Memorial Hospital has been committed to the delivery of intraperitoneal chemotherapy for almost 20 years. And the evolution of the field has been quite extraordinary in that over the past 10 to 12 years, there have been three consecutive phase 3 studies, all of which demonstrate that there is a substantial advantage in terms of overall survival for patients receiving intraperitoneal chemotherapy for ovary cancer. And that's a reflection of the fact that ovarian cancer is primarily a disease of the peritoneal cavity. The peritoneal cavity is lined by a specific kind of mesothelium that, among other things, expresses a protein called mesothelin. And mesothelin is a documented target and presumed ligand for the CA125 molecule, which is also called MUC16. And so what we believe is that the ovarian cancer behavior is really a reflection of the fact that so many of the ovarian cancers express CA125 and MUC16, and as a consequence have a propensity to bind to tissues which express mesothelin. So logically, what you find is that there is a very logical predominance of ovarian cancer in the peritoneal cavity. And so delivering cancer chemotherapy agents to the peritoneal cavity then becomes a much more rational approach. So in this study, we were interested in trying to add to the peritoneal chemotherapy a new drug, bevacizumab or Avastin, which is a very active drug in ovarian cancer. And over the past two or three ASCOs, there have been a series of reports suggesting that as a single agent, Avastin is quite potent in terms of inhibiting the growth of ovarian cancer and even shrinking ovarian cancer as a single agent.